Last week we learned the Gemara on Dalet Amid Aleph. Let's review again. Let's start from the beginning. The Mishnah says that a Hamevi get from Dinas Hayam, if the Shliach Lahilocha brings a get that was written on Chutz Laaretz, and he delivers it either in Eretz Yisrael or another place in Chutz Laaretz, so there's a Takanah of the Rabbanan that requires that before he gives the get to the Isha, he has to say, Bifonai Nechtav, Bifonai Nechtam. Not just he should say, he has to be present when the get, the Shliach. You have to pick the shliach before you even write the get. So the shliach has to be there when the get is written, when the get is signed, so that when he gives it over, he'll be able to say honestly and truthfully, I was watching when it was written, I was watching when it was signed. So the Gemara gave two reasons for the din, Rabbah and Rabbah, and Rabbah said that the reason why, because in Chutz Laaretz, they weren't so medaktik in the din of writing Shalor Lashma. So because there's a chashash, and maybe the get was written Shalor Lashma, the Chachamim required that the Shliach should make such a statement that he was watching, it was written Lashma, it was signed Lashma. So the Gemara asks the question on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, going over the whole Gimel Amud Beis and Dalet Amud Aleph, Man Haytana, whose sheet is that? That you need both Ksiva, Ksivas Haget, the 12 lines on top, and the Chasima, the 2 lines following, that you need everything has to be written Lashma. There's a famous Machlekes HaTanoim between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lozer, what part of the get has to be written Lashma? So according to Rabbi Lozer, you don't need chasimus or edim at all. All you need is the ksivus haget. So if you don't need the chasimus or edim, it doesn't make sense to require lishma. Lishma means that by my writing this, by my signing this, I make it possible to do gerushin. If it's lamal of lamari, if the chasimah isn't necessary at all, so it's not even chal lishma. It's not even nitfas on lishma. You can't even say, even if you can't even make lishma, even if you try, you can't, it's never going to be lishma. Lishma means I make it possible to make the gerushin, so it's impossible. And if you hold like Reb Meir, so the Gemara says, Reb Meir holds, all you need is Chasima Seidim Lishma. The 12 lines on top can be written by Goy. It doesn't have to be written Lishma at all. Both Menatere, Midirabbanon, the Machsho Hayer Reb Meir, Afilu Matzah Bashba, even Halacha Lamaisa, Midirabbanon, I find a get that was written by someone else to divorce his wife, and I pick it up from the garbage can, I can give it. So the Gemara asks, whose sheet is it? So the Gemara gave 2 answers on the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. So the first answer was, Moider Rab Lazar b'mizuyif mitoich. That was the first answer. Moider Rab Lazar b'mizuyif mitoich. Although you don't require chasim esreidim at all, in the mail it doesn't make sense on a level of the raisa to require chasim lishma. If you don't need chasim at all, so you certainly don't need chasim lishma. But nonetheless, once you already do have chasim esreidim, why do you have chasim esreidim? What do they do that for? So that's, we learned already the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph on the base, and the Mishnah says that's Mifnei Tikkun Olam. It doesn't mean it's a Takana Mid Rabbanan that you always require Adam to sign the get Mid Rabbanan. No, Rashi and Tosis point that's against our Gemara and Gimel on base. The Gemara says even Mid Rabbanan. Rav Lozer says you can give a get that's perfectly legitimate, you can give a get that has no Eidech Hasima signed on the bottom, but it means it's an Eitzah Teva. It's a minig, Rashi writes on the last line on Gimel Amud Beis, that Tosis calls it an Eitzah Teva, that the Eidim should sign on the bottom of the get. Why? Because the Eidim, Nesire, who will watch the giving over, may die, or they may move away to Medina Sayyam. So how's the woman going to be able to prove that she was divorced? You're going to have a problem. So an Eitzah, the best Eitzah is that you have Eidich Hasima signed. So since the practice was that people do sign the get, and Pnei Tikkun Olam, that she should be able to prove that she's divorced, so Midi Rabbanan, they insist that the Eidim have to sign, they have to have Mizuyif Lishma, because if not, it'll be Mizuyif Mitoicha. So Tosis asks, what's for Mizuyif Mitoicha? What does it mean? What's the Chashash? We have a Gemara later, Daf Tes and Daf Yud, there's a Mishnah about Mizuyif Mitoicha, a different case. The Gemara, the Mishnah talks about a case, a man gives a get to his wife that's signed by Goyim. Goyim signed Eidech Sima Goyim. So the Gemara says, even though Rab Loza holds, that's the original memory. Here, the Gemara quotes, Amar Rababe, Rababe Gizok, somewhere else, Moide Rab Loza Ben Mizuyif Mitoicha. So it says that's Lekam on Daf Yud on the base. The original memory of Rababe is on Daf Yud, and the context of that Mishnah, that discussion. If you have a get that has Goyim signed on the bottom, so according to Rab Loza, you don't need any Eidech Hasima signed on the bottom. The whole reason why they have a minig or an Eitzah Teva to have Eidech Hasima is that the woman should be able to rely on it leraya. She should be able to prove later on that she's divorced. So she won't be able to prove that she's divorced. A goyim signed, so that's no good. So she won't be able to prove, but it should still be good to create the gerushin, and she'll have a problem how she's going to prove that she's permitted to remarry. So the Gemara says, no, if the Yadin who signed on the bottom of the get were Nochrim, then it's the whole get is no good, even though you give it in the presence of kosher Yadim, even though it's given in the presence of Jews. So Taisa says that, Gemara, we understand on Daf Yud on the base, why, what's wrong with Mizuif Mitaychai? Because Dil Masa the Mismach Alayu, the Eidim Misiri, the Gemara says, he may by mistake rely on the Goyim who signed it. You'll think, look, they signed the get, so I'll give the get in their presence and they'll serve as the Eidim Misiri. If the Goyim will serve as the Eidim Misiri, that's the Iker is, the Eidim Misiri Kars, you have to have Eidim Misiri. So on that, Gemara Taisa says, we understand what's wrong. Why Rabbi says, Moedir Ablazim Mizuif Mitaychai? Why, if Goyim or Kravim or Rishayim, whatever the nature of the psul is, if a person is Pasul Eidus, signs on the bottom of the get, we don't allow you to give the get in the presence of Kosher Eidim to Kosher Eidim. What's the Hashash? He may rely on these two Eidim who signed it. You may give over the get in their presence, and that won't be any good. They're not Kosher Eidus. But over here, Taisus wants to know, what's the Hashash? The Yadim sign Shalom Lishmo. Of course they're going to sign Shalom Lishmo. It's impossible to sign Lishmo. It's impossible to do Lishmo. So what do you mean they should have in mind Lishmo? Why should they have in mind Lishmo? It doesn't make any sense. So what do you mean? Rav Lazar passes if the Yadim Chasima sign Shalom Lishmo, what's the Hashash over here? The Taisi says, Nunu, that's the Hashash. If you'll allow them to sign Shalom Lishmo, somebody may make a mistake and think that you can write the whole 12 lines on top also Shalom Lishmo. But that's what the Gemara suggested. That was the first pshat the Gemara said. That Moedir Ablaza b'mizuif mitaycha. So we discussed a little bit last week this topic of mizuif mitaycha. That Tosfos quotes from the Gemara that is beferish and daf yudam and base. The whole din of mizuif mitaycha is only a gzeira mid rabbanon. And that Gemara, if the yedi chasima were nochrim, so it's a gzeira mid rabbanon. Dil masa lemismach alayhu le'edim misiri. You're not allowed to have nochrim.
Sign,
and even if they sign, you're not allowed to use that shtar because of the chashash. He may rely on them that they should serve as Eidim Misiri, and that would be no good. And here it's also a chashash from the Rabbanan that if you'll allow a get that was signed Shalom Lishmo, Dil Maasi, this may mislead the sefer into thinking he can write the whole get Shalom Lishmo, a chashash from the Rabbanan. So we pointed out number one last week. We pointed out that the Rif on Daf Tevav quotes the Shitos Hagoyin that Mizuif Mitaycha is a psul derais. So the Rashba asks against the Goyim. The Rif says that it's all wrong, it doesn't make any sense. The Rif disagrees with the Rav Hai Goyim. And then he says, so what am I quoting it for? So he said, because he's Oisik from Malacha Shamayim. That's what he writes. The Rif writes, he's writing a Sefer Psak and he doesn't want to only write his opinion, he wants to write the other opinion. So he says, in all honesty, the Goyim says like this, the Rav Hai Goyim says like this, but I don't think that it makes any sense. So that's the Shita of the Goyim. The Goyim Sheberif that he quotes on Daf Peivav, on the Mesichtah, and the Daf, it's not on the Rif, it's not on Daf Peivav, but it's on the Mishnah, on Daf Peivav, and the Mesichtah, Gimel Git Mesulim, where he says that a get, Sheyeshol of Eid Echod, is a Mizuif Metecha, which is Pasul Manatera. So the Rajba asks, how can you say Mizuif Metecha is Pasul Manatera? The Gemara said, Beferish, that it's only a Gzer de Rabbanon. As the Taisus explained, that Dalar Manal, the Moss of Mizbuch Alayu, Shema, maybe you'll write the get, Shalom Shema, so how can the Goyim Sheberif say it's Absul Derais? So we started a pshat last week. The Rashba answers the following. The Goyen Sheberif is talking about a situation where there was an Eid Echot signed on the get. You're supposed to have two Eidim. Eid Echot signed on the get, when the Eidim sign the get, it is Nitfas. If Eidim sign, let's say there's a beautiful painting, Rembrandt, and I sign my name on the bottom. It doesn't mean anything. I sign my name on your check. It doesn't mean anything. That's not... But if an Eid Echot Kosher signs a get, that's Nitfas, is a Chasim. It doesn't say it's the Chasim as Eid. It's insufficient. You have to have two Eidim. A Dovah should be Eid, you have to have two Kosher Eidim. Eid Echot is not enough. But Eid Echot, if he signs it, so it's Nitfas and Hagodas Eid Echot. He's talking an Eid Echot Kosher. A Kosher Eid Echot signed it. He says, the Rajba says like this, if a Nochri signs the get, and a Nochri signs, he says, that's Tiyuta B'Yalma. That's like you scribble a little ink. That doesn't mean anything. It's scribbled. That's not called a Chasimus Eidim. It's not Nitfas and a Chasimus. It's not Kosher Eidim. So that's when the Gemara says, what? Mizuif Mitaycha, it's only a Psul Derabbanan. It's not a Psul Derais. But the Goyen Sheberif, Adaf Peivav holds, when an Eid Echot Kosher signs a get, if you would have had two Eidim sign, you would have hit the jackpot. Good, wonderful, that's it. If you have an Eid Echot sign, so it's Chal, a Din Chasima on the Eid Echot, and that's not sufficient. So he says, the Goyen Sheberif holds that that's a Psul Derais. The Rif holds it doesn't make any sense. What kind of psul derais? Eid Echot comes, so it's not sufficient. How can you say it's a psul derais? But you can begin to understand what the Gaon Shebarif is talking about, that Mizrach Metaychari is a Psul Derais. This distinction that the Rashba suggested to be Miyashiv the Gaon Shebarif from the Gemara, how the Rav Haigoin can say that there's a Mizrach Metaychari that's a Derais, the Gemara state defers it, some of the Rabbanon. So this Gaon Shebarif, nobody holds like. The Rif says it is ridiculous, and we don't accept that opinion. We don't hold that that's Mizrach Metaychari Derais. But this distinction that he made, that sometimes there's a Mizrach Metaycha that's more chomer than other times, is crucial. It is significant as follows. The Gemara later on Daf Tesamid Aleph on the bottom has a brisa of four lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanon, four lines from the bottom of Tesamid Aleph. When a man has an Eved Knaini, he wants to free the Eved, so that we learn out from Psukim, Achuf Shol Onitan Lo. It says in the parasha of Shivcha Harufa, so the Gemara later in Perek HaShaleach understands, Ahavte Loin of Dasa, she wasn't Niftis Mabomen, usually Livdos, Pigyon. Pigyon means, let's say, Pigyon Hegdish, Pigyon Maisisheni. But now it's not Kesa, they come, like, give money. And I paid her the Hegdish. So, Hafdei Loi Neftasa means she wasn't Niftis Ayidei Kesef. Nobody was Meshachar her. Nobody paid money. She didn't give money to the Yodin. Nobody else paid any money to the Yodin to buy out her freedom. Achuv Shala Nitan Lo. You learn out Lo Meisha. That it says, because of Lo Sefer Krisis means Shtar. By Get Isha. It says, because of Lo Sefer Krisis. So the word Lo has a connotation of a Shtar that's written with Shema. So here also, Achuv Shala Nitan Lo by the Shivcha Knainis means that the Yodan was not Meshachar her Bishtar. So the Torah says she was not Yotze Lacheres Aydei Kesef, nor was she Yotze Lacheres Aydei Shtar. That parsha tells you the two ways to free an Eved Knaini, either Aydei Kesef or Aydei Shtar. Hafte Loin of Dosh, she was never Niftis, she was never Nishtachar Aydei Kesef, Achub Shalan Nitonlo, she was never freed Aydei Shtar. So the Gemara learns the Gzereshava, Lo Lo Meisha. We have this Gzereshava that the way to be Meshachar an Eved Knaini, one way to be Meshachar is Aydei Shtar. The same way you give a get Tanisha has to be written Lishma. The same as the get Isha has to be written Lishma. The Gemara learns that from that Gzereshava, Lo Lo Meisha, another din, that all of the mitzvahs that the women are Mechuyiv in, and Eved Knaini is Mechuyiv, just like a woman is not Mechuyiv to like tefillin or to wear tzitzis or to shake a lulav or to sit in sukkah and so on, all the mitzvahs has to shazman gromim. Women are pater, so the same din applies to an Eved Knaini. An Eved Knaini is also pater. From all the mitzvahs says the Shazman Gram, it's based on this same Zereshava, Lo La Meisha. The Achrayni Meska, Shverik Zereshava, the parasha happens to be talking about a Shivcha Harufa, a woman Shivcha. Right. Not talking about an Eved. So a woman Shivcha is only Chayv Mitzvahs Kisha, she's the Hanisha, why not? But if you have a male Eved Knaini, he's Chayv Mitzvahs Kish. How did the Gemara know to say Lo La Meisha, that the Benegeya to Mitzvahs? Benegeya to the Shichra, that's what the Mashmah Zapasik is. Chof Shalanita La, she wasn't Ishtachra, and it means Lo La Meisha means Aydei Shtar Shichra, that you have to have Lishma, that we understand. But to learn out that just like in Isha is Chayv only in certain mitzvahs, the mitzvah says Shazman Grom and the women are Pater, so too the person in that parish is Pater, yeah, 100%. The person in that parish is a woman. She's a Shichra.
Can't you say Daya? Can't you say Daya?
Daya.
How can you learn out from something and you should be, there should be a Zohar, should be more mitzvahs than what you learn out from?
No, it's nothing different.
I mean,
why you learn out the Gzereshava that a Shivcha Knain is Chayv Mitzvahs Kish? So who had the Nami? An Eved Knain should be Chayv Mitzvahs Kish?
He can't be more Chayv than she is.
Than the original market. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's the answer. Okay. I don't know. I just remember the kasha stands out of my mind better than all the terutz. The Achrenim discussed the kasha. They give terutz. Maybe that's a terutz. Okay, dial. I don't know. But that's the gzera shava. It's the same gzera shava that tells you that you can be meshachar and have a kleiner aydei shtar. That gzera shava gives you pshat in the pasuk chuf shalat nitan lo, that you translate the words that it means aydei shichur ever kleiner aydei shtar. And then lo la meisha tells you. That's already Engzer Shavu Lachatzoyim. That part of Engzer Shavu Liknish Neverta. That's already an additional din that an Eved Knaini is Chayv Mitzvahs Kish. So this Brisa lists off on Tes Omer Aleph, the last four lines. The Brisa is listing off the halachas that are shared in common by these two cases. The Shichur Eved Knaini with the Get Isha are the same. There are three dinim. Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa lists off the Shlosha Drach Meshavagi Tanashim Shachri Avadim, that you have to say B'chanan Echta B'chanan Echam, and if there's a goy signed on the bottom, whatever, and the Gemara lists off. So the Gemara says, there's no more. Aye, there's another din. Aye, there's another din. Aye, there's another din. Usuleka V'hoika. Gemara Geita Be'kagan Sasugi. On test on the base. We'll get there. It's a fascinating Gemara. So the Gemara says like this. Why doesn't it say that B'mechuber? It's no good. It's the same dinim. The Get Isha has the same dinim as the Shtashich Rav Knaina. The halachas are the same. So the Gemara says, no, this Brice is only dealing with dinim de Rabbanan. We're not talking about any dinim de Raisi here. Only dinim de Rabbanan. Then the Gemara asks, and what about Mizuif Mitoichoi? Mizuif Mitoichoi is a din de Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, we're only talking about dinim de Rabbanan. The Gemara said, the Brice mentioned Mizuif Mitoichoi. Gemara says, we're only talking about dinim de Rabbanan, not dinim de Raisi. We're only talking about dinim de Rabbanan that only are shared in common by these two cases that don't apply in any other shtaris. Means a din that only applies here doesn't apply anywhere else. So if you read this Gemara test on the base, you read it slowly, we'll get there. We're on Dav Dalet and Aleph. We'll get there yet. We'll get to test on the base. So the Gemara says the Feirish on test on the base that the psul of Mizuif Mitoichai only applies to these two cases, to Get Isha and the Shtashich Rabbi Kanaina. There is no psul of Mizuif Mitoichai, the Shar Shtari Mammon. Let's say I sell you a house. I sell your house and I write down, I own 24 Bennett and I sell you the building, 24 Bennett. And I had two goyim signed on the bottom. So if it would have been a Get Isha or Shtashich Ravik 90 with two goyim signed on the bottom, Teknish, because Mizuif Mitoichai. That's what the Gemara says. But if I have two goyim signed on the bottom, so Dal Mehocha, you forget about the fact that the goyim signed on the bottom. If I give you the Shtar Kinyan on the Karka in the presence of 280 Mesirah, so you'll be kind of the karka, no problem. That's what it says Beferish in the Gemara, test on the base. The Achreinim are bothered with a kashim, that there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, Faket here, and Dalet Amud Aleph, this big thesis, the Kai Malon, quotes a Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a whole sugya, which kreivim are psulim la'edis, which kreivim are kosher la'edis. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanayim, what about Giso? Giso means my brother-in-law with a double bal ki ishtoi. It means like this. My wife's sister's husband, my wife's brother, is also my brother-in-law, but he's related to me with one Baal Ki Ishtoi. I marry my wife and that's all. But my wife's sister's husband is only related to me with a double Baal Ki Ishtoi.
A double marriage.
So that's a machlekes hatanayim. Do you say Baal Ki Ishtoi twice? Two brothers, we call just for... identification purposes over here, two brothers are called Rishon Berishon. So Rishon Berishon is Pasulatus. Then if you have the two brothers each have a son, that's called Shani B'Shani. First cousins are Shani B'Shani. And an uncle with a nephew is called the Rishon B'Shani. So if you have two brothers, so they're Pasulatus. What if you have a brother and a sister, and the sister is married? So that's a Rishon Berishon with one Baal Ki Ishtoi. What if you have two sisters, and the both sisters are married? So that's called the Rishon Berishon with two Baal Ki Ishtois. So Halacha L'maisa, we pass that Baal Ki Ishtoi applies even twice on the level of Rishon Berishon. If you have two female cousins, if you have two first cousins who are girls and they're both married, then strictly speaking, the two husbands are kosher ladies together, are kosher about each other, because you don't apply Baal Ki Ishtoi twice on the level of Sheni B'Sheni. That's a Gemara. And Rishon B'Sheni, if you have, let's say, an aunt and a niece and they're both married, so you have, he's my uncle by double marriage, I married his niece by marriage, so that's a machlokes harishon. That's 2 days of Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't say b'feirish in the Gemara. Gemara just says, on the level of Rishon B'Rishon, if you have two sisters who are each, are both married, that's a machlokes hatanayim, that's called giso. Giso means my brother-in-law with a double marriage, my wife's sister's husband. My brother-in-law with a double marriage and machlokes hatanayim, we pass him that he's pasuleidus, because you do say Baal Ki Ishtoi twice on the level of Rishon B'Rishon. On the level of Sheni B'Sheni is Beferish in the Gemara that if you have two female cousins and they're both married, that you don't say Baal Ki Ishtoi twice on Sheni B'Sheni. And Rishon B'Sheni, Shteik Nishtof and Sotza Machlokes. So 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, they say Baal Ki Ishtoi twice. So the Gemara says there was a Maisa Shahaya that somebody was giving a Shtar Matone, Ahu Matanto. Places quotes here on Dalet, Amad Aleph, On the third line in the Taisus, they quote, it says, Sanhedrin Daf Chav Ches on the base. So the Gemara has, Hahu Matanto, there was a Shtar Matana, the Havi Chasimi Allah, Trey Gisi, the two brothers-in-law, were signed on the bottom. So the Shaila was whether the Shtar Matana was valid. So Rabbi Yosef had gezogt, it's no good, because we paskin that you say Baal Ki Ishta twice by Rishon Berishon. So Rabbi Yosef said, so give the Shtar Matana in the presence of Eidim Mesira, and it'll be good. You'll say Eidim Mesira Karsi, and that'll solve the problem. Freg the Gemara. Parach le Abai, so Abai was a Talmud of Yosef. He said, how can you do that? I'm Moedir Ablozim and Mizuif Mitoichoi, Shehu Pasul. So Rabbi Yosef said, you're right, I made a mistake. Take Takanish. I wanted to be Mizaka, the fellow, the Karaka. And so take Takanish, you have to rip up the whole shtar and start all over again. If you have a shtar that's signed by Yikrovim, it's Mizuif Mitoich and it's no good. That's the story in the Gemara. So the Achreinim Abadin, Choshemishpa, the Achreinim Abadin with the Kasha, but that's neither a get isha nor a shtar shichur ever kanaini. And the Gemara says explicitly on Tes on the days, when you go through the Gemara says that this din de rabbanon of Mizuif Mitoich was only instituted by get isha and shtar shichur ever kanaini, was never instituted by shtar shtaris. That's beferish. Milsa de isha v'shtar shtaris lekatani. Only milsa de leisa v'shtar shtaris tani. So what do you do? This Gemara in Gittin is contradicting the Gemara in Sanhedrin? The machlokes in the Gemara, the Rishonim don't point it out. So in Choshen Mishpat, the Achreinim point out that they think the answer is the following. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, along the lines of that Rashba, the Rashba came to be Miyashev, the Shitas HaGoyin Shebarif, which we totally don't accept Lalocha, but the Svarah that the Rashba developed, that there are different kinds of Mizrif Mitecha, one is more common than the other, the Svarah is Nitan Lehayamer to solve our problems. So that's what the Achreinim say in Choshen Mishpat. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Ches, is talking about a Shtar Matana where they had Kroivim signed on it. Kroivim, the Jewish people, they're kosher ladies for other people, for me not. Or for each other they're not. They're two brothers-in-law. For other people, yeah. Oh, so Kroivim who signed, that's called Mizuyot Mi Teichai. If people signed, it's chal. If one brother-in-law would sign, would be good. If the other brother-in-law would sign, would be good. They're both together, teignish. But each one bifnei atzma is good. So when they both sign, then you call that mizuyat miteicha. Each chasim is nitvas. It's called a chasime. And you have two kreivim whose chasimas were both in the tzitaris to the shtar. So that's teignish and kol ashtores kulam. That's a din in all stories. But the Gemara and Daf Tes on the base that says that Mizuyif Mitecha only passes by Get Isha and Ashtar Sheherek Naini is talking about Mizuyif Mitecha with Nochrim signed. Nochrim signed, that's a Ganesh Meganesh. That's what the Rajba said on Nochrim is never kosher ladies. That's like Tiyuta the Yalma. So that's Glat Achumre, Dil Masa the Mismachalai. That's only a Chumre Midi Rabbanon. Dil Masa the Mismachalayu, the Mimsirinu, to use them for the Eid and Mesirah. So they only made the Gzeir de Rabbanon by these issues of Isa the Heta, by the Get Isha, and the Shtar Shichur Ever Kanaini, by Shtar Mamin. If it's signed by a Nochrim on the bottom, you'll just ignore the Chsimis, and you won't passel it mitam Mizuyif Mitecha. You'll see, you give it in the presence of Eidim Mesira, and there won't be any problem. But if you have Kroivim signed on the bottom, so Kroivim is a bigger problem. We find such a distinction, the Halacha, in another area. I think we may have started to give the mashal last week. There's a din of nimtzeh med eidim korva posim. The Mishnah Marcus at the end of the first parak has a din. What if three witnesses show up in Bezin and they all tell the same story? And then it turns out after they finish giving the Haggadah Seder that one of them was a ganef or one of them is a korv. Nimtzeh med eidim korva posim. Posim means a rasha, a mechal shabbos, a gazlon. So that you can't even accept the testimony of the other two eidim. The Tanoim learned it out from a posim. It's one kat. They all said Tekhle Dibra of each other, there's one big cut, they're all Mitzuruf together, and if one of them is no good, Tegnish. So the Nesivis quotes in the name of the Tumim the following din. What if three people testified, and one of the three people was a Cheresh Eitav Ekotten Eved Isha Akum, one of these six personalities. So he says, V'dov HaPosha, that you wouldn't say Korv HaPosha. Nimse Echad Min HaEidim Korv HaPosha. He says, these people are Bechlal, they're not Eidim at all. They don't have, let's say, Mashal Amad Avadim, if three would testify in front of Bezin, and after the three testified, then it turns out two of them were human beings and one was a monkey. One was a parrot. A parrot, intelligent parrot, he says on his own. He knows what happened. He tells the story on his own. Not that he just parrots over. So what? That's called akat edim. Is not mitzparif to the kat. So that's what the tumim says. That a pashut, even if he's a nochri, an eved ishak, a mecher shayt to the katan, they're not in the parsha of edus at all. There's no shame edus at all, and he cannot even apply the din of din tzachem and edim kara pasuk. So along those lines, that's how the achronim distinguish. They say if a nochri signs ashtar, that's not called mizuyaf mitoichoi. It's not called an aid at all. It's not mitzaref. It's not nitfas as a chasima. It's like the Rashba used the Lashon, and it's a tiyuta b'yalma. It's just a little ink spilled over there. It doesn't mean anything. Bashenikin if kreiv, so that chumer that you say mizif and tach even on a nachri sign, that's only a chumer with the rabbana by get. But if kreivim signed on the bottom, that's a mochomedikadin. Doesn't mean that we hold that as deraisa. No, the whole din of mizif and tach is only with the rabbana, even by kreivim who signed the shtar matana. But there's room to be machma more by Kreivim signing than by Nochum signing. That's how the Achranim suggest on Choshe Mishpat.
Nochum cannot be possible because it cannot be kosher. It can only be possible if you can be kosher.
It's not by it.
Okay.
It's not by
it's not in the parsha. Right. It's Gansan not. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that in connection, there's a thesis later. On Peches on a base. It's a funny thesis, but you can have women rabbis. 2 days in thesis. 2 days in Mechaba. The thesis, 2 days in Mechaba. Thesis di mamascha v'loy lefnei had yaitis. On Peches on a base. The pasuk says, El ha-mishpatim ha-shatasim lefneihem. So what does it mean? You should present, so the Gemara understands, ha-shatasim lefneihem, you should present all the cases to the Rabbonim, to the Bezin. Lefnei means, lefnei ha-dayonim ha-smuchim. The bona fide rabbis, lefnei v'lo lefnei hakum. You're not allowed to go to ha-kol shogoyim. And lefnei v'lo lefnei ha-dyotis. You're not allowed to go to a Bezin that doesn't have smicha. You have to go to a Bezin that has a proper smicha. That's the drosh. So Tosfos says, so they say Tema, they have a kasha. The mashma you see from this Gemara, Pashup Shat in the Pasuk, he could have read differently. You should, Moshe Rabbeinu's commanded, you should present the following dinim to teach Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no, you should, Ashetasim, you should present the Dinei Torah, Lifnei HaDayonim. Lifnei him refers to the Dayonim, who are going to judge the cases, as opposed to the Hamoinam, who are bound by the dinim. So Tosfos says, Tema, the Mashma Dari Krobik Sherim Lodun. The Gemara understands the Pasuk, Ashetasim Lefneim, referring to Kosheva Dayonim. For Tosfos, the Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Tezvav, that this Pasuk Lefneim teaches Mihisha Kosheva Ishaliish, Lechol Adinim, Shebatera. The Gemara says that women are included in the word Lefneim. For Tosfos, how can women be included? We have a Mishnah that says, whoever is Pasul Aedis is also Pasul to serve as a Dayan. There are people who are kosher la'edis who are not kosher to be a dayan, namely an amharis. Kosher la'edis, but he's not kosher to be a dayan. But there is no such thing that a person is pasul la'edis and is kosher to be a dayan. That can't be. It goes in one direction. Kola kosher la'dun is certainly kosher la'ed. V'yesh kosher la'ed, v'ena kosher la'dun, an amharis. But it's obvious that whoever is pasul la'edis is automatically pasul to be a dayan. Even though the pasuk only says, let's say, Altashas Atchim Rasha Liya Saitcham. It says in the Chumash that a Rasha is Pasul Leidus. It says in the Chumash that Kroivim Apsulim Leidus. Liyim Sa'av is Al-Banim, Banim Liyim Sa'alav is, so the Gemara understands that to mean Liyim Sa'av is Be'edus Banim. Or Banim Liyim Sa'av is Be'edus Sa'av is, that Kroivim Apsulim Leidus. So how do you know that Kroivim Apsulim to be Dayanim? So the Mishnah has, and the Mishnah Nida assumes like that, that whenever the Torah has a Psul Leidus, it's automatically understood that it's a Psul Dayanis as well. So Tesis Fek Takasha, women, we know apostolates, Mishnah is like that, but a woman is not kosher la'ed. So if she's not kosher la'ed, maybe she's not kosher la'dun. So if she's not kosher la'dun, so when it says, Elam Shpatim Shatasim Lefneihem, according to this Gemara, Lefneihem means the Dayanim who are kosher, so Lefneihem is only men and not women. And how's the Gemara saying, Bava Kama Daf Tezvav? Lefneihem means men and women together, how can that be? Oh, so one answer is, you don't put all the drushes together. Al-Pipshutashal-Mikul-Lefneim refers to the Hamaynam, who are bound by the Dinim. Doesn't refer to the Dayanim who are going to pass in the Dinim. That's the Pashat answer. And then Taisus says, V'yayyashleim, another answer, no, you can put all the drushes all together, that even though a woman is not kosher lohayt, she is kosher lohadun. Those are the 2 days in Taisus. They're not talking about a woman serving as a rabbi in a community. That's not. You want to know whether a woman is kosher to serve as a dayanet, as a dayanis on a din Torah. Can she serve as a dayan? So the 2 days in Taisus. Or the Taisus has 2 days where the Dvar Shofta as Israel was a Hirasha or Taisus has three pshatim. What was Dvar? Taisus here, Taisus Malkam. They're not sure what the parsha means there by Dvar. So one opinion in Taisus has it that even though an Isha is not kosher lahoid, nonetheless, she is kasha ladun. Isn't it a violation of the Mishnah? So they say, no, the Mishnah that says whoever is pasal lohayd is pasal ladun only goes on men. What does that mean? Why should it only go on men? So that's how Rav Soloveitchik used to say the pshat in this thesis. He said, a karev is pasal lohayd, a ganev, a rasha, is pasal lohayd. So that's the cloud. Kol a pasal lohayd is pasal ladun. And Isha is pasal lohayd. No. The Tumim said, you don't say Nimsech Mem Kav Apostle. If you have three witnesses and two are men and one is a woman, you wouldn't say Kav Apostle. And Isha is Bechlam not in the Parsha Veda. That was the Nesivis quote of the Tumim. Eved, Isha, Akum, Cherisha to the Kotne, Bechlam not in the Parsha Veda. That's not called Pasal Aedas. He's not in the Parsha Veda. Would there be Kosher Ladun? Maybe yeah, maybe no. Fish around and find the Pasuk. So the Pasuk says that, yeah? The Pasuk Serif name includes everybody. Men and women are included. So that's one day in Taisus. You find the same by cotton. A cotton before Bar Mitzvah is not kosher lahayim. What about a cotton before Bar Mitzvah? Is he kosher ladun? He knows how to learn. He knows how to learn. Sometimes you have a cotton before Bar Mitzvah. Knows how to learn better than the bigger Rabbanim. Can he serve as a dayan on a din Torah? So the Mechaber quotes Yeshermim. There's one sheet that's based on a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says about Dovra Melech that he used to serve as a dayan in din Torah before his Bar Mitzvah. So the Mechaber quotes in Hilchos Dayanim, one day from Yishenim, that a katan who's 13 years old, even though he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus yet, in order to be Bar Mitzvah, you have to have Shana Visim on him, you have to have Yud Gimel Shana V'Amechah plus Shtei Cyrus and the Eva Ha'erva. What if you only have Shana without Simon? So there's one day in the Mechaber that if the kid is intelligent and he knows how to learn, he can serve as a dayan, even though he's clearly not Kosher Leidus. To be Kosher Leidus, you have to have the fear, you have to have Shana Visim on him. So this day Mechaber holds that even though the cotton is pasul la'edus until Bar Mitzvah Mamish, until Shteisar, but it's kosher ladun. How can it be? So the answer is the cotton was never pasul la'edus in the first place. A cotton, like yes. The Tumim said, a cotton is not in the Parsha Vedas. These six people, Cheresh, Shaita, the cotton, Eved, Ishakum, they're not psul la'edus. They're not in the Parsha Vedas. They don't have a dinate at all. The only time the Halacha says, kol ha'pasul la'hoi pasul ladun, if there's a paslus, whatever passels one from serving as an aid, so that passels from serving as a dai. But katnus is not a passelus, and isha is not a passelus, it's just that these people are not in the parsha.
A woman can say another woman?
No. Aedis isha, no. Aedis isha means by meis baila. By meis baila, kol anoim are accepted. Even an akum is eich lefituma, that's called aedis isha. Aedis isha means to be mater and aguna. So even a woman is a man, it's even an akumisich lefitumai. Yeah.
How does this apply to the question in Israel, in one of the communities, to go on to the point of woman as a member of the council?
That's a different question. No, that's a different question of Srara. That's a question of Srara. Rashi has a comment on Parshas Dvarim. When it says in the beginning, Chumash Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu chazes over the history. So he says that the Rabban Shalom commanded Lachem Anosh Mechachamim and Mevonim and Viduim Meshivtech Masim and Birashechem. He wants to have Minu Dayan. They want to appoint the Dayan. So it says Havel Lachem Anoshim. What does it mean Anoshim? So Rashi quotes from the Tanan V'chisal Kadai Tach Noshim. What does it mean men? Men and not women. There isn't even a Hava Minu that you should appoint a woman as a rabbi. Hello, Zak Rashi from the Tzifrei Anoshim Tzadikim. The word Anoshim means Tzadik. So what you see by the Tanoim wasn't even a Haramina by the conservative, that's the Maskana. That you have to, by some Orthodox, they hold that. There's some people say in the name of Rav Soloveitchik like that. That's the way Rav Soloveitchik said a shtickle terrorist, that they were Madama Milsa and Milsa, and they, based on what he said, they figured out that the sun can fly over the moon, whatever. They figured out that you can have women rabbis also. That's what Rashi quotes from the Tanoim. There isn't even a Haramina to have a woman rabbi. Aitosis has 2 days. No, it's a different thing. The Chumash, the Rashi on Chumash is talking about a position of Sarore, to appoint a woman to a position of Sarore. So that's not, that's halacha. Same tosim alach melech, melech v'lo malka, that it's a violation of tznius, that you should have a woman appointed, let's say, to be the president of the shul. That's not proper. That the woman should serve as the Rosh HaMemshala. The woman should serve as the melech v'lo malka, the head of the whole government. That's not proper. Tais is not talking about a position of srore, a minui, a permanent minui l'srore. Tais talking, you're putting together a bezin, so can women serve as members of that bezin? So Tesis has 2 days. Could be it's a taina. Maybe that's the other day that holds that it's no good. Maybe. But Tesis has 1 day that it is good. It's only called a sarara if it's a minui bikvias. But just to serve as a bezin, if the baladinim are asking to the bezin, not that the bezin is doing it bikvias, if the baladinim are asking to the bezin, So then Tesis holds, this day in Tesis holds that it's not a sarara, because they're mekabel them upon themselves.
But they're not possible. They're not possible to be dying from that same possible, the same possible like a man.
Yeah.
So you see it's sarara. You see it, they're being the dying of
also for kfiya. Also for kfiya. If you have a bezin of gerim, one ger is a member of the bezin, they want to be kaifa the person, lodun lefneihem. They're going to send them a hazmona. So the Gerim are sending Hazmona to the Yisrael, so they're praving Sarare over the Yisrael. But let's say the two Yisrael and one have it in Torah, and we pick up Bezna, and one of the members are all three members of the Bezna Gerim. So if we're mekabel on ourselves, then there is no Sarare.
So when the mekabel should also be a Baal according to this?
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, be pashto. If you're mekabel, you can even mekabel goyim also. Once you're mekabel, you can mekabel psulim also. But the question is, will it be a kosher bezin? So Taisis says an isha, Taisis has one there. If you mekabel an isha, the isha will be a kosher bezin. The isha cannot be kaifa, that's already sarara. But if you mekabel a bezin, it'll be a kosher bezin. It won't just be a bezin mitam kabbalah. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, if you mekabel pasul adayonim, so after gmar din is fafal. After the gmar din is up, then his chayvus is chalarei. But here Taisis says, not only his chayvus is chalarei, they're saying a sarara that the isha is ksheir alodim. 2 days in time.
Yesterday already to end it before the building.
Yeah, yeah.
He was using Sark of Sinemus as he quoted a few weeks ago. Then in Israel is shade of the height. If there are no other people.
And that's no, a takanas hakadmainim, yeah. No, the Ramah quotes a takanas hakadmainim that Isha Shechavla Bechavatan Ezos Nashim. And the only people who can possibly testify are women. So they made a takanas hakadmainim that we will accept the Eidus
Nashim.
No, she is psula Eidus. No, she is psula. That's a takana hefke bezn hefke. That's a takanas hakadmainim to Paskin, right. So yotze min haklal. It's a takana, but it's mikra adin. The isha is always psula Eidus. There is no such thing. So again, just to get back, you find such a distinction. We're applying the distinction with respect to the din of Mizrif Mitaychai. We're saying the Gemara and Tesam and Be'ez that says that the din of Mizrif Mitaychai only applies to get the Isha and Tishtashich HaRuchnani and not Tishashtaris. Is speaking about when Nochrim signed on the bottom. So that kind of Mizrif Mitaychai does not apply to Shashtaris. But if Kraivim signed on the bottom, then the Gemara and Sanhedrin Dach Chav Chesed Beferish at that Mizrif Mitaychai does apply even to Shtari Matan, even to Shtari Mammon. What's the difference? Because the Mizrif Mitaycha of Kraivim is more chamur than the Mizrif Mitaycha of Anachri. So why? So we, the Achrenim on the side of the Chosh Mishpat, I think the Beragayla has this, and other Mefarshim say, they say that the Kraivim have a Shem Eid. So when they sign on the Shtar Matane, it's Nitfes as a Chal Hashem Chasime. That's called Mitaycha. It's talking Mizrif Mitaycha. There's a Paslus in the text of the Shtar. Lashenikain, if a Nachri signs, there is no paslus in the text. It's Tiyuta the Yalma. It doesn't count at all.
Is there a difference in a color and a rasa and a color? He's only possible to this specific. The regular Eid otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
A rasa, on the other hand,
it's possible for all.
Possible for everybody? No, not really. We assume that since the rasa could do tshuva, so we call him an Eid puzzle. He does have a Shem Eid, but he's called an Eid puzzle. The same as a Karev. Since the Karev is kosher in another case, so the Rosh could do tshuva, so therefore he also, they both have a Shem Eid puzzle, as opposed to Ebed Isha Atma, Cher Isha to the Kotten, who don't have a Shem Eid at all.
Kotten is going to be a Kotten, you
know. Yeah, but still, Nachmish, he's Nachmish, he doesn't have a Shem Eid at all.
Doesn't this distinction suggest that the reason why
Mizuyah from Tophel is something other than Dumas and the Mishnah Halayu. But because if it's Dumas and the Mishnah Halayu, what do I care technically he is an egg or he isn't an egg?
Mm-hmm.
It's Lashma that it's more the question that the document
Right, if you have Kreifen, right, if you have Kreifen, if you have Nachrim signing on it, then the Rashbi is the Lashon Tiyuta Bialma, it's like filling in the empty spaces with a line Tiyuta Bialma. So then he said, that's not called Mitoichoi. What? It's not Nitfas as a Chelik. So then it's only a Chashash, that's only a Chashash Dumal as a Mismach if a Nachri signed. But if Kreifen signed, then it's a Mohammed Gedin, it's not because of the Chashash. If it would have just been the Chashash, it wouldn't apply to Shtari Mana. It's because I call it mitoichot. So apostolos mina yubei. It's mitoichot. Mochama. But it's also on the midrabbanon. The psul is also on the midrabbanon. This tesis and dalet and aleph. This tesis has other topics. We'll have to discuss it in a minute. Okay. We'll get to the tesis in a minute. Nochama. Let's go again. What are we trying to explain again? The last 2 months. We're learning a Mishnah that says you need b'fan anechtam, b'fan anechtam, and it means that you need ksiva and chasima seidim l'shma. And the Gemara says, man haitana who holds like that. It's not Rameh, it's not Rab Loza. They said, no, it's Rab Loza. It's Rab Loza. Nihi, true, Rab Loza holds you don't need any edi chasima, even with the Rabbana. You don't need edi chasima. Even with the Rabbana, it's just eitz teiva. But if you do have edi chasima and they sign shalom l'shma, then it's worse. Absolutely, with the Rabbana, fine. And then the Gemara suggests another answer. Hamani Rab Yudahi. Why do you only concentrate on two Tanoim? There's Rameh and Rab Loza. It's either Rameh, it's Rab Loza, and it's neither, and you're stuck. No, Hamani Rab Yudahi, there's a third sheet. What does Rab Yudahi say? What does Rab Yudahi hold? The Gemara quotes on Dalet Amud Aleph. Rav Ashi Yoma, Hamani Rab Yudahi, about the seventh or the eighth line, the eighth, ninth line from the top. Hamani Rab Yudahi, this Nan, the Kamon Dav Kofal, says in the Mishnah, Rab Yudahi Paisel, that there is a din, the get has to be written betolush. You cannot write a get in mechuber and then detach it. The get has to be tolush, and when you give it over, it has to be tolush. It cannot be mechuber lekarka. So the question is, what part of get are we makbid on? So according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that you always require edi chasima, so really, minatero, iksivas haget, doesn't make a difference. You can really write the get the mechuba lekarka. A guy can write it. It doesn't matter as long as you detach it before the chasima and the yedim sign the tolish. With the rabbanon, we had on the second line from the top of gimel amid beis. En kais mechuba lekarka lechatchila. You shouldn't allow the ksivas haget mechuba. Why? Shema yachte meidim gamkim mechuba. If I write the whole get mechuba, you may forget to detach it. And the Eidim will sign the Mechuba. But what happens with the Eved? Ksova la Mechuba la Karka. What if they wrote the 12 lines of the Get on Mechuba? Then Telashoi, he detached it. Chasamoi, and he got the Eidim to sign it. On the son of law. So the Eved is kosher. This Chumer mit the Rabbanon, Aliba the Rab Meir, that the Ksivis Eged should be betolish, is only Lachatchila, and it doesn't possibly the Eved. That's Rab Meir Shita. But Rab Yude, the Mishnah says, Rab Yudah Paisel, Achitek Sivasai, Rechasimasai, Betolish. Rab Yudah holds that you need Eide Chasima Karsi, but he holds everything has to be Lishma, from the beginning to the end, and everything has to have the Hechsher Aget. So the Mishnah goes like Rab Yudah, very simple. So then the Gemara asks, Umeikor, my time alone, Mikmina, like Rab Yudah. So why do we have to break our heads such a long Arichas till we got to the Maskana Zog? It goes like Rab Yudah. Why do you have to spend so much time? Can it be Rab Meir? Is it Minatayr? Is it the Rabbanon? Is Rab Loza came up with the Mizuyif Mitoch? And Zog from the beginning is Rab Yudah. So the Gemara says no, because it's a Stam Mishnah. And a Stam Mishnah doesn't have anybody's name. So Stam Mishnah is usually Rab Meir. So we would prefer that the Mishnah should either go like Rab Meir because Stam Mishnah Rab Meir, or that the Stam Mishnah should go like Rab Loza because the Kaimel on Hilchasik Rab Loza begitten. Because we know that in this issue, Eidi Chasima Karsi versus Eidi Masira Karsi, we know that we pass him like Rab Loza. So we would prefer to Zet sign the Stam Mishnah either like Rab Loza or like Rab Meir. Well, Leis Breira, so we'll Zet sign the Mishnah like Rab Yudah. It's in Gansen Deloy Kehilchas, but it's really a Deichik. So that's why the Gemara explains why we would really have preferred not to Zet sign the Mishnah like Rab Yudah. Taisus just has a comment over here on the Pirish Amilas and this Mishnah that was quoted here. Rab Yudah Paisel Achetek Sivasoi V'chasimasoi V'tolosh. What does that mean? Once you have the first 12 lines, if you detach, let's say you have a tree, what is going to carve out the get on the bark of a tree? So you can't do that. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be written the Torah. So it means he chopped down the branch already. He chopped down the whole tree and he's carving it out. So what does he say? Vaicha vaita vachasi masa the Torah. If it's detached, if hashtetz of the chasim is going to be the Torah, so what does he have to mention? Ksivasai Yehuda paisel if ksivasai the mechuber is possible. Once the ksiva is done, the Torah and the mele. So the Mele, the Chasim is going to be betolish. So Taisa says, the little Taisa says, Asha take Sivasai, the Chasim Asai betolish, Vim Taim, Alam, the Minkad, the Chasim Asai. Why does the Mishnah mention the Chasim? Kimin Shaisa, Ksiva betolish, Yepshe, the Chasim Asai, Shteba Mechuber. Once the bark, once the branch is broken off, the Taisa says, not true, Yeshlaim, the Mashkachesla, Shiksavoy al Ilon Tolush, he'll carve out the get on a branch of a tree. Then I'll take it and I'll plant it in the ground. And it's going to take roots. And then it's a second mechuber. And then the Eidim will sign. So that's why he says that's no good. I should take Sivasai, the Chasimasai, the Tolosh. Okay. That's what Taisa says. Okay. What does Taisa say? Hishrish is going to take a long time. Yeah. What does Taisa say? Hishrish. What would be if it would be Loi Hishrish?
It's not Mechuber.
Nachamal. I take a branch of a tree, I cut it off, and then I stick it in the ground, and it didn't take root. Is it Tolosh?
It's Mashma from Taisis that it's Tolish.
The only time it's considered Mechuber is if it takes root. That's really the Pashtus is Taisis said that in order not to get involved in the Machlekes, that's really Machlekes HaTanoim. That's called Tolish V'Lebesov Chibroi. There's a Machlekes HaTanoim in the first Perek in Chulin, and the common became is Meshavs and the Choshem Mishpat Hashem. What's the status of Tolish V'Lebesov Chibroi? The din is mechuber lekarka, dinu kekarka. So what happens if there was a branch of a tree that was growing? So it's mechuber lekarka, dinu kekarka. Then I break off the branch. So now it's tolush. Now I take this big, I broke off a big tree. Now I take this big tree, I make a telephone pole. And it's cemented into the ground. But it didn't take root, it's dead. It didn't take root in the ground. So that's a machlokes satanai. Well, the tolush for the besoif chibra velo hishrish. If hishrish is upgeret, hishrish is dach mechuber. It's weiter. There's no shayla. If it takes root, yeah. If it takes root and starts to grow tamers again.
What if something has never had root? Did you have a telephone on the goofer? Are you allowed to write on a telephone pole?
No, also not.
But it's not. There's no hishrish.
You don't need hishrish. Let's say I have a cave. A ma'ara mitchilas b'riyasai. There was such a cave. Not a man-made cave. A natural cave. That's mechuber. Or let's say you have rocks that are attached to the ground. What, they're not hishrish. They're embedded in the ground. If you take out enough offer, so the rock will be loosened and it'll be detached. But kozman that it's still mechuber lekarka, that's karka mamish. But when you have a tree that's growing in the ground, that's already mechuber lekarka. So if it's hishrish, then it's called mechuber lekarka. So Taisa didn't want to get involved in the machlokes about tovush. So Pasha Pshat is that a building. There's also polish of the self chibra, no? Let's say you have a wooden house. Any kind of building, you have bricks. So everything is attached to the ground now. It's cemented into the ground. You can't just walk over and yank it out. The wooden planks with the beams and everything is a polish of self chibra. So the pashtus is that every building, every bias, is a machlekes hataraim, whether it's dinu kemechuber or dinu ketolish. Funny, we always assume that buildings are mechuber. Huh? Not Makabotuma, it's a different thing. What? Because we cemented it into the ground. So it's more svara to say, since it doesn't grow, so it's more svara to say that it is mechuber. More svara, Hastus. If you have a wooden house, then you can say it's a machlokes, well, it's polish with the self chibroi, because lo hishrish. Because wood is gedule karka, it's not karka mamish, but if you have karka mamish, and you cemented it into the ground, that everybody should agree. Or let's say if you have a wooden house, but the wooden logs are dead already, they're not going to take root. They're not going to take root again. So then everybody should agree. Everybody should agree that then that polish with the self chibroi is dina kemechuber. Okay. The Shach has a discussion of this in Chayshim Mishpat, it's in Tzadikei. He reinterprets, he says that that a bias l'chava deis is mechubar. Cemented in.
Built on wooden poles, you know, you do today by the ocean, you put on poles. Now, I don't know how strongly you could say that the house laying on poles is mechubar. Mechubar to what?
It's a house. No one's disagreeing whether it's a house. Absolutely, it's a house. The question is it dina kikarka, dina kimetalkalim? What if talosh of b'sav chibur? So pashup shat and all the gemaris is talosh of b'sav chibur. A house is talosh of b'sav chibur. Depends on the machlokes. And the shach claims that it's not true. So you have to look in the shach and tzadikei and chayish mishpat to see how does he reinterpret all the gemaris. Okay.
What about hydroponics? Are they called mechubur? They grow in water.
No, they grow in offer which is not attached to the ground. That's not mechubah. That's like an oxygen chain or nothing. Right, let's say I have something growing in a flower pot that's not mechubah the karaka. So that's tolush. Something growing in a flower pot that's oxygen chain, that's also in Gittin in the first pair. We'll get to that. A little later. That's what the Shach says. Never heard of such a thing. Whoever heard of such a thing that a house is dina ketolush? How can it be? Avadim dina kemechubah. This question is
happening. Nowadays they move houses.
They move houses. They have a whole.
They have
a but you.
Yeah? Well, the Gemara's talking about the floor. No, the Gemara's talking about the floor. The floor has to be in an exalance. Shall on the floor, not on that.
You move a whole house?
Okay, that's the Ha'aran Taisa. Taisa says, not to the Hishrish. Because if Loi Hishrish, then it's dependent on the machlokes hatanaim of tolosh b'sav chibur, which is a problem. You have to know when does the machlokes apply, and when does then the issue of tolosh b'sav chibur, when does it apply, when not. Okay. So what does the Gemara say again? The Gemara says, halacha l'maisa, there's a machlokes v'mei Rav Lazar, and we pask an halacha ki Rav Lazar begitin. That was the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, mahadrin on Rav Meir, we would have preferred to zetzayin istam mishnah v'akmeir, istam mishnah Rav Meir. Mahadrin and other Rav Lazar, we would have preferred to zetzayin the mishnah like Rav Lazar, dekaymel and hilchasa kavasa begit, because we pass like Rav Lazar, like that the edim esira kars.
So what caused Rav Asher to say that it's kaviyotim?
That's why he didn't do it.
Why did Rav Asher say so?
He didn't like the other answer. Mizuv
mitoche.
Thought it wasn't correct. No, he held that it was wrong. He held the answer was wrong. He held the only time it makes sense to speak of mizuv mitoche is by Sulayedis, by Akum, that you may rely on them to serve as Eidei Mesira. But if the Eidei Chasim assign Shalom Lishmo, of course they're going to assign Shalom Lishmo. It's not even Chal Lishmo. We still have to talk about that. It doesn't make any sense. How is it possible to sign Lishmo? Lishmo means this is going to lead up to the Gerishim. This is not going to lead up to the Gerishim. It's Lomala V'Lomarit. Even if you don't have any Eidei Chasim, it's going to be good anyway. We still didn't explain that well. We're going to have to, Derich has an important comment on it. We're going to have to get to that. So now Taisus discusses halacha l'maisa. How do we paskin? What's the maskanas hasugya? The Gemara says when it comes to a get isha, hilchasa kavasei the Rav Lazar begitin. When the Gemara says we paskin like Rav Lazar, edim misira karsa by get, is that only by get isha? What about by shtar matona? What about shtar mechiras chametz? What about by other shtari kinyan and mamonis? Do you say edim misira karsa, edim chasima karsa? So Taisus says, when the Gemara says, "Kaimelon hilchas hakavase begitin," is lav davke begitin. Begitin means all shtari kinyan. All shtari kinyan have the same status. And shtari raya, there never was a machlokes Rav Meir Rav Lazar. Shtar raya avada has to have edi chasima. If you know edi chasima, there's no raya. But in all shtari kinyan is a machlokes Rav Meir Rav Lazar, and the psak is like Rav Lazar. By all shtari kinyan that we would require edi mesira. We wouldn't require edi chasima, But we would require Eid Mesir. At the end of the Tesis, they take a look at the last three lines in this big Tesis. The Chain Shtar Matnas Karka or Shtar Mecher, Shehu the Kinyan Karka. If I gave a shtar to someone else, either to sell my building, I own the building 24 Bennett. I want to either sell it to you or give it to you by matana. So Taisa says, that's the halacha. L'moyel klum the rablozer will not be valid im yodua shlo nesana bifnei eden. If it can be ascertained that I gave you the shtar mechira, shtar matana, without eden mesira watching, tegnu. The halacha is eden mesira karsi. You must give it in the presence of eden mesira. Mihu, however, they're raising a possibility that maybe it's not so. However, yesh lechalek, maybe you can distinguish the linyan mamoin by shtar matnas karga. This is the shayla by shtar mechiras chametz. When you sell the chametz to the goy, so the shtar is the shtar kinyan. You can't sell chametz is metalkalim, so you can't sell metalkalim with a shtar. The shtar is only good on the karka. So what we do is we rent the apartment, or you rent a garage to the goy, whatever idei shtar, and then agav the rental of the apartment, you sell them the chametz, either agav or with a kinyan chotzer. We make six kinyonim. Six kinyonim. So two of the six kinyonim have to do with the shtar. The shtar is for the purpose of renting the karka, and then we make a kinyan agav the karka. We're also selling the chametz kinyan gomer. The karka we're only renting, we're not selling. But I'm selling the chametz and gansen to the goy agav the karka, or the goy should be kind of the chametz with the kinyan chotzer, because the chametz is on the karka which he's renting. So the question is, when you give over the shtar mechiras chametz to the goy, is it necessary to have eidim mesira? First Taisa says yes. Echin shtar matone or shtar mecher, you have to have eidim mesira if it's ascertainim yodua. Shelon esana b'fnei eidim, if it's known that you gave over the shtar kinyan, not in the presence of Eidim Mesir is no good. But then they back down a little bit. Maybe it's not so. Mil yesh l'chalek. Maybe you can distinguish the linyan mamoin, the mahanyo haidoas baldin kemeyu Eidim. Perhaps sagi beidi chasime b'mokam haidoas baldin. Avo b'kiddushim b'gerishin, if you mekadosh an isha haidei shtar. We are usually not mekadosh haidei shtar. We're mekadosh haidei kesef. We give a ring. And then ishav kesef ke kesef. But the Mishnah says that another legitimate form of Kiddushin is if you give the shtar. You're right, Harei HaMekodesh Esli, the shtar is there and you give the shtar. So if you'll give the shtar not in the presence of two Eidim Mesira, then it won't be any good, according to Rab Loza. Rab Loza says you have to have Eidim Mesira Kasa. So they say, maybe, Begitin v'Kiddushin, v'Gerishin v'Kiddushin, lo mahanyo hadoaz badin, because Mishum de Mechayv la'acherim. The v'Kiddushin also lo akroivim, v'Gerishin also lo akroivim. So the Gemara has, they're quoting a Gemara in Kiddushin, Adav Samachem, basically. The Gemara says, when you Mekadosh an Isha, you have to have Eidus Lekim Adov. That's a term that we use. If a man gives a ring to the girl, and he and she, the husband and the wife are both Moida, that he gave her Kesef Kiddushin, and he said, Harei HaMekodesh Esli, so the din is that the Kiddushin is not valid. The Kiddushin is not Chal. Why? Because we learn that from a pasuk. It says, "Ki motzabo ervas dover." The word dover is mentioned in connection with dover should be erva, and it says, "By mamen al pishneidim al pishlosh eidim yakum dover." So malahalon shneidim afkan shneidim. So the Gemara has this gzerushava dover mi mamen with respect to two things: with respect to edus lebira dover, and also with respect to edus lekima dover. Edus lebira dover means, we want to ascertain whether the woman is single or married. A girl comes, she wants to marry, and someone says, no, she's an Eshesish, she's not allowed to get married. Or the woman is known to be an Eshesish, and someone comes and he says that Meis Baila on this Garsha. So you cannot accept the testimony of Eid Echad, you have to have two kosher Eidim. How do you know that Ein Dover should be every Pachas Mishnah? That's Dover, Dover, Mimam. That's the Gemara in the end of Gittin. I think we learned that the last half in Gittin. On Dav Tzadik. The Gemara is talking about to be Mevara, that the woman is Giget, that to be Mevara, that the woman is Meis Bailo, that she's no longer an Eshesish. Either that she is an Eshesish, not an Eshesish, to prove, to establish that the status has changed, so you have to have two kosher Eidim. And then the Gemara learns off in the same Zereshova that when he gives over the ring, you have to have two kosher Eidim watching. And if you don't have any kosher Eidim, even though he and she both admit that he was Mekadosher, no chashash Kiddushin is nothing but nothing. If you don't have Eidim watching when he gives the ring, the Kiddushin is not Chal. So the Gemara asks in the end of Kiddushin Adav Samachem, the Gemara asks, What's the problem? Why shouldn't you say Hador's Baldin Kimeu Adam Domi? The Chosen and the Kala, they both say that they got married to each other. So why do you say, where did you derive this principle from? That you need Shnei Adam. Dava Dava Mimaman. But a Maman Gufa there is a din Hador's Baldin Kimeu Adam Domi. So if the Chosen is Mekadosh the Kala, and the Chosen and the Kala both say, they're the first ones to admit that they make Kiddushin. So if the whole source of Eidus Lekim Adover is from Mammon, and in Mammon the din is Hadras Bavdin helps, so why shouldn't you say Hadras Bavdin should be good by Lekim Adover, by Gitni Kedushin? So the Gemara says no, because it's Chav Lachrini. That's what the Gemara says. Why? Because in Kedushin, when he gets married, so now she's an HSC, she's Asura Kuli Alma. So Taisus asks, alright, that's in Kedushin. What about when the man gives a get to his wife? So why shouldn't you say over there that it's a Hadar's Bavdin? He says she's not married to him anymore. That's wonderful. So now she's free to marry anybody she wants. So what can possibly be Chav Lachrini? So Taisus says, Ubegerish and also Lachayim. That's what Taisus adds on to the Gemara already. The Gemara doesn't say that. That's what Taisus added on to the Gemara. So that's what Taisus is saying simply based on the Gemara. The Gemara says there in Kiddush and Daf Sach Samachem and Beis that the only reason why we don't allow the Hadras Baldin to substitute for the Eidus Lekim Adavar is because you can't apply, it's Chav Lachrini, you can't apply the principle of Hadras Baldin Kimei Adam Dami over here. But in Mamanis, where you can apply the principle of Hadras Baldin Kimei Adam Dami, so then if the Baldin is watching, so then he will serve as the Eidus Lekim Adavar. That's what Taisus says. That's what Taisus says. Shecher Rebbe probably also in the area of Issa the Heter. Pashup Shat and Taisus. Let me explain a little bit more.
It's ever we mentioned make a change in the status.
In Issa the Heter. Let me explain a little bit more. We mentioned already Rambam, and if you look in the Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Gerushin, the Rambam says there are 10 principles regarding a get. That the get has to be biksav, and the get has to be midaito, and you have to have an asina, it can't be klegitach magabi karka, and it has to be in the presence of two kosher eidim. And then the Rambam explains the psukim for everything, he explains everything, the ABC. Rav Loza's opinion that he holds eidim misira karsi, that you need eidim misira, is only a din in gitni kiddushin, that you need eidim misira. In shtori moment bechlag, you don't need eidim misira. The Rambam holds Pshat and Rav Loza is that a shtar, if you look in the Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Mechira, Perek Aleph and Hilchos Mechira, the Rambam says, how do you sell karka? So karka is nicknames b'kesef, b'shtar, or b'chazoka. One of those three kinyon. So he says, b'kesef ketzad, b'shtar ketzad, b'chazoka ketzad. So he says, b'shtar ketzad. So the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Mechira, kesef lo, kesef lachavero, ala niyor, ala cheres, sodi kinui locha, and he writes the Noedi Hasima, the Noedi Misira, he gives him the Shtar Benola Beno, he's kind of the Kark. So the question is, what are you talking about? Fine, we don't pass like Rab Meir. Rab Meir says you need Edi Hasima by every Shtar Kinyan. The Rambam, we pass like Rab Lozer, but we pass like Rab Lozer, so you need Edi Misira. So where are the Edi Misira? The Rambam writes, you give it Benola Beno, there's no one signed, there's no one watching. Mamish, the no Edi Menor. So the answer clearly is that the Rambam, and there's a Rashi like that also later, Rashi on Chav Gimel, Rashi in the Rambam Shita is that Rav Loza's opinion is, that's the definition of shtar. I write down on a piece of paper, Hariat Mekudeshes, I write down Hariat Mugureshes, I write down Sadi Kanui Vachabim Matana, that's the definition of shtar. You don't need any Mesira, you don't need any Chasim. When Rav Loza uses a Melitza, Eide Mesira Karsi, he just means to say you need Eidus Lekim Adover and get to the Kiddushin. Of course you need Eidus Lekim Adover, but in Shtari Mamin Mechateis, of course you don't need any Mesirah, there's nothing to discuss at all. That's not what Taisus is saying over here. That's not Taisus here is going with the Shita that according to just like according to Rab Meir who says Eidi Chasima Karsi, that the Eidi Chasima are needed La'ashvuyei Shtara. That if you don't have Eidei Chasima, it's not by definition, it's not called a shtar. It's for sure it's not called a shtar raya. And Rameh's opinion is that every shtar kinyan works by serving as a shtar raya. By my giving you a raya that you are married, you become married. By my giving you a raya you are divorced, you become divorced. By my giving you a raya that the karka belongs to you, the karka becomes yours. So according to Rav Meir, the Eidei Chasima serve La Ashvui Ishtara. So who Adinami? According to Rav Loza, who says Eidei Mesira Karsi, Eidei Mesira is not because of Dava Shabiyervo or Eidei Slukima Dava. No! It's a special local din in Hilchishtar. Eidei Mesira necessary La Ashvui Ishtara, to make it into a shtar. And this is a universal din by Shtari Momin as well. It applies to Shtari Momin, and it applies to Shtari Gitni Kiddushin, it applies to all Shtaris. Taisus is just more a possibility that maybe by Shtari Momin, although Mikar Adin, you really should have required Eidei Mesira when he gives over the Shtar Mechiras Chameis or the Shtar Mechira, the Shtar Matonin. You should really require Eidei Mesira watching Lashvu Yishtara. So they say a possibility, maybe the Haidu'az Baldin can substitute for the Eidei Mesira. Where did he get such a wild idea? Enough in a Gemara. That's what the Rav said over, that his father said, Ramesh Zalvechik said, that's Mamash, with the last two lines in Pesach, they just matik the off in a Gemara in Kiddushin. Dav Samachem Beis. The Gemara said there in Kiddushin, we said over the Gemara. The Gemara said, how do you know that when you're Mekadosh and Isha, you have to have two kosher eidim watching? So the Gemara said, you learn how dava dava mimam. It's a din that eidis lekima dava is needed by dava shabiyeva. Frag the Gemara, but if you're learning out from mamin, by mamin, haidoas baldin is good. So why shouldn't I say by kiddushin, haidoas baldin should substitute for the eidis lekima dava? What does that mean? It means you shouldn't need eidis lekima dava. So what does it mean, haidoas baldin should substitute for eidis lekima dava? What does the language mean? So he said that his father explained as follows. What kind of a halacha is this, that by Dovah Shabiyerva you need Eidus Lekima Dovah? What does that mean? So the Rambam defines at the beginning of Hilchas Gevushin, that same Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha, Gimel Halacha, Dalet, the very first page in Hilchas Gevushin. The Rambam says, the Pasuk teaches us that it's inconceivable to say that a get is chal or kiddushin is chal in a fashion that it can never be proven later on whether the thing took place or not. So since there is a requirement for shnei eidim lebirur hadavar, so the halacha says that if you don't have the possibility of birur, then the whole thing is not chal in the first place. The definition of kiyam hadavar means if it's subject to birur. If I marry the girl and there's no way to prove tomorrow that we're married, so the whole marriage never gets off the ground. If I divorce my wife and there's no way to prove tomorrow that I divorced her, then the whole divorce doesn't take place. But if the halacha says that haidoas baldin is good lebirur hadavar, so I can prove it tomorrow. If I'll tell the truth, it'll be a good proof. If I want to deny and I say I never married her, I never divorced my wife, if you have eidim and they don't want it, let's say the eidim forget by tomorrow. They go to the wedding. They don't know. They know the parents. They don't know what the children look like. So they pick out eidim. I remember at my wedding, I didn't know who the eidim were. I remember the Rav insisted I should be miyachad eidim. I should say Pliny and Pliny. I didn't know who they were. He insisted I have to say their names. So I asked him, "What's your name?" So he said, "I didn't hear his name. I had to ask him five times under the hookah. What's his name? I didn't know who they were." So let's say the day after I got there, he probably wouldn't recognize me either. I wouldn't recognize him, and he wouldn't recognize me. He knew my name. He knew my name, but he wouldn't be able to recognize me by the face. So let's say if you have Eidus Lekima Dovor, and then 2 weeks later they forget. You're going to say the Kiddushin evaporates. A man divorces his wife, you have Eidus Lekima Dovor, and then the Eidim die. You're going to say the Gerushin is not disappears. No! Once B'shas Maisa, it was covered with Raya Seidim, so the Kiddushin is Chal, it took effect. So what does it mean, Eidus Lekima Dovor? Eidus Lekima Dovor means that the Maisa Kiddushin, Maisa Gerushin must be done in such a way that it's covered with Raya Seidim. So the Gemara effect Ashayle, but you're learning out from Dova Dova Mimamin. In a moment, there is a din of Eidus Lekima Baldin Kameidim Dami. So when a man is Mekadosh and Isha, if he'll be nice enough to tell the truth tomorrow, and he'll say yes, Kidash the Yoisa, he and she will both admit, so that will be a good birur. So every time you Mekadosh and Isha, it's always covered with a raya. Baldin. It's covered Baldin. With a raya of Haidoas Baldin. So good. So why do you need two separate aid and two outsiders? It's always covered with the raya of Haidoas Baldin. So the Gemara says nothing doing, because it's chav lachrini. What does it mean? It means that the whole concept of haidoas baldin kemeidim dami doesn't apply in Issa Veheta. The term baldin is the term that only applies in dinim amunis. In Issa Veheta you have a baldover. The chosen kala did a baldover. Kraven to the Baldin. You can't say that they're the Baldin. Baldin is a term that's only applicable in the area of Dinim Amid. So the Gemara uses a lotion that it's Chav Lachrini. Taisa says, the Osalo Akraven will be Gerish, and it's Chav Lachrini, the Osalo Akoyin. That's just a Hechoche to explain why the concept of Baldin has no Shaykhas. So the Gemara said, you cannot say that the Gerishin and the Kiddushin is always covered with a raya of Haidah's Baldin, if he'll tell the truth. So it'll be covered like the Edom, if they don't forget, and they won't die, and they won't move away, so they'll be able to remember. If they move away, so they move away. So, but which at the time of the Kiddushin, time of the Gerishin, it was covered with a raya, is good enough. So here also, by Gittin Kiddushin, if it's theoretically, if it's covered with a raya, then it's good Lakim Adavar. So theoretically, should have been good also with Haidua's Baldin, except there is no concept of Haidua's Baldin. Let's say the Shtar Mechir is Chametz, however, let's say any Shtar Moment, I'm selling you the Karka. So if I'll be nice enough to tell the truth tomorrow, I'll say, yes, I admit I gave you the house for Matana. Yes, I admit I sold the house to you for Matana. And let's say you'll admit that you obligated yourself to pay $5 million for the building, whatever it is, whatever the house costs. So if everybody will admit later on, it will be covered with a raya. So that's what Taisus says. Maybe Miu Yesh Lechalik Bilin Yamamin De Mahan Yehaydoaz Badin Kemeir and Dami Sagi Beidi Chasima B'Makam Haydoaz Badin. What it means is that's the Gemara they're quoting. That was the Gemara in Kedushin. It doesn't mean Sagi Beidi Chasima. It means Sagi with the Haydoaz Badin. Since the Badin was watching when he gave over the shtar, so the act of giving over the shtar is covered with a hoichache. It can be proven later by Haidua's Baldin. That's what Taisus says. Taisus here is not saying the same as the Rambam and Rashi. Rambam and Rashi say that according to Rab Lozer, Eidei Mesira Karsi means that the Eidei Mesira are only needed b'taras dovah shebiyervo. It's not needed at all ashevu yishtara. And if you have a shtar moment, there's absolutely nothing to discuss. Of course you don't need Eidei Mesira. There's no havamina to require a Mesira. Taisus is going with their shita. The Rab Lozer holds you need Eidei Mesira Karsei L'Shvu Yishtara. All Shtaras need Eidei Mesira to create it, the status of a Shtar. Just like Rab Meir holds Eidei Chasima Karsei, Eidei Chasima needed to give it the status of a Shtar. So Rab Lozer holds Eidei Mesira needed to give it the status of a Shtar, except that it doesn't have to necessarily be Eidei Mesira. It means it should be the Shtar will only have a Tokef, will only have a Shtar Kinyan, will only have validity if it's covered with a raya. If it can't be covered with a raya, then it won't have the status of a shtar. But if Haidua's Baldin is the good raya in a moment is, so the Haidua's Baldin can serve as the Eidus Lekim Ado. What kind of a sheik is that according to Taisa? How do you understand that din? That according to Rab Lozer, every shtar kinyan requires Eide Mesira Vashvu Yishtara to give it the status of a shtar.
That's a din in shtar.
What kind of a din is that? It's a very strange din. The Rambam and Rashi hold not true. It's only a din in Gitmi Kiddushin, a Dovah Shebiyervo. Just like Kiddushin Kesef. Just like Kiddushin Biyo, you need Eidus Likim Adovah. So Kiddushin Shtar and a Get Isha, you need Eidus Likim Adovah. Fartik. But Taisus says no. Even in Shtari Mamin, Mikar Adin, you need Eidus Likim Adovah. Eidus Likim Adovah in Shtari Mamin. That's what they hold. Not a Shtar Raya, no. Eidei Mesira. No, nothing. No, it can't be a Shtar Raya. Shtar Raya has to be Mukhok Mitoichai. A Shtar Raya, you have to have a Raya Biksav. Here there is no Raya Biksav. No, if they'll testify, it'll be Eidei Balpeh. It won't be a Shtar Raya. No. Taisus is talking Eidei Mesira. Taisus is saying a Chiddush over here. Taisus, she says that just like Gittin the Kiddushin need Eidus Lekim Adover. Every Shtar Kinyan needs Eidus Lekim Adover. Rav Loza Shita is Eidei Mesira Karsi. The Shtar Kinyan always needs Eidus Lekim Adover. How can that be? But the Pasuk Dover Dover Mimamin is only by Dover Shebiyervo. By Gittin the Kiddushin you need Eidus Lekim Adover. You need Eidei Kiddushin. You need Eidei Aget. By Chalitza you need Eidei. Me'echatei said, why should you say by Shtar that you should need Eidei? You're explaining a technical reason that people should know kola. They should kola Islam. No, let's say we're not talking about kola, we're talking about Shtar Mechiras Chometz. The Tesis claims Nikiradin the Shtar Mechiras Chametz needs Eidem Mesira the Kiyam Adover Lashvu Yishtar. If you don't have Eidem watching when the Shtar is given over, the Shtar is not valid. Why should that be so? I mean, just like Eidem Kiddushin, you need Eidem the Kiyam Adover. So every Shtar Kinyan needs Eidem the Kiyam Adover. Why? There's no pasuk. Because it blows together. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik used to explain, based on Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim has in his sefer on the Rambam a claim. He interprets the Rambam in the following fashion. Others interpret the Rambam differently. But Rav Chaim claims that the Rambam's opinion is that what kind of a din is it that you have to have Eidim watching when a chassan gives over the ring for the kalah? What kind of a din is it that the husband has to have Eidim watching when he gives over the get to the wife? Adova should be Yerva and needs Eidus Lakim Adova. That's how we say it. Bikitzer. What kind of halacha is that? So Rav Chaim says, it's not a din that the Kiddushin is not Chal, or the Gerishin is not Chal. It's not a din in the Chaloisa Kiddushin, Chaloisa Gerishin. He claims that the Rambam's opinion is that Git and Kiddushin require a higher level of Das, and in order to be considered such a high level of Das, it has to be expressed in public. So you have to express your das in the presence of two kosher eidim. If you just say Adem Kodeshishly, you whisper it quietly, or you say it out loud, but there's nobody there to hear. So there's no kosher eidim. They're all krovim, noshim, tanim.
Only our das bobbin?
Yeah. So there's no kosher eidim in the hall. The guy screams out loud, Adem Kodeshish, but all the people in the hall are all pasul eidim. So he's expressing his das privately. He didn't express it in public. In public cases, the presence. In public means in the presence of two kosher eidim. So when he expresses das in the presence of two kosher eidim, that's considered a higher level of das. And by gittin and kiddushin, that's the gzeiros hakosuv that we require a higher level of das. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to explain. That seems to be shitas hataisus that they hold that every, according to Rav Lozer, all shtari kinyan require eidim misira, karsi eidim misira to make it into a shtar, even shtar mechiras chametz. Even Ishtam Matona on Karka, even Ishtam Mecher on Karka, what does it mean? That you need Eidim Messiah, you need Eidim to came out of it by every star. Why? So he thought that we know that by star, if I want to sell you, let's say, a cup of tea, so I have to have Das Makna. If I want to write a star, we call it a Das Hamischayev. We use a fancier term. What does that mean, Das Hamischayev? So usually you say, the same, Das Makna. The Das Makna, to sell, we call it a Das Hamischayev. So he thought, no, we give it a different term, means that it's a different thing. Mm-hmm. He thought that it means a higher level of Das is needed. And he had a Rambam, sounds like he said it, Rabbi Ofer has in the name of Abchaim, a Rambam by Kotten, that a Kotten can't write a Shtar, and he gives a whole explanation. So it would appear that the Rambam really says like that, that Shtar, it's not enough just plain old Das Makna. You need a Das Hamischayev, means that there's a higher level of Das. So he thought that that's what Tesis is driving at. That Tesis Shita is, that according to Rav Lozer, Eide Mesira Karsi is a din that all Shtori Kinyan require Eidus L'Kim Adov. We're used to thinking Eidus L'Kim Adov is only a din in Git Mekidushin, a Chalitza maybe, and Yibul maybe, Shaila and Paskin. Well, the Yibul Mechalitza need Eidus L'Kim Adov. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that there are Rishonim who say that there are cases in Dini Mamanis where you need Eidus L'Kim Adov. The Marshal derived Shita. He was fond of every couple of years he would say this whole shiur over. The Raivat Shita is both in the Raivat on Baba Basra on Daf Mem in the Shita Mekubetzis and the Raivat on the Hasogis in Hilchas Mechira. The Raivat writes, the Rambam writes that whenever you sell in Didi Mominus you don't need any Eidus L'Kim Adova, not by Kenyan Shtar. The Rambam writes you can write a Shtar, no Eidus Hasim, no Eidus Mesira, I give it Beino L'Beino, and the Shtar accomplishes the Mechira. The Rambam says you never need Eidus L'Kim Adova Mamin. Even by Chalipin. Eidus L'Kim Adov is only by Git Mekidushin. And the Ravid writes, Ein HaKol Ma'idu B'Kinyin. That not everybody is masking by Kinyin Chalipin. That there is a, and he happens to, he's the one who disagrees. He writes that there are those who disagree. But he's the one who disagrees. And the Ravid in the Shittim Kobetzis and Bava Basra and Daf Mem Amin Aleph, the Ravid is the one who holds that by Chalipin, you have to have Eidus L'Kim Adov. What kind of a din is that? That by Chalipin? To make a Kenya Chalipin, you have to have kosher Eidim watching, and if not, it's not Chal. So the answer is based on a pasuk in Megillas Ruth. That the whole mocker of Kenya Chalipin is in Megillas Ruth, and it says, V'zos ha-te'udo b'Yisrael. And what is the Pirush HaMidah? V'zos ha-te'udo al ze me'idim ho'edim. The word te'udo is Miloshen Eidus. Al ze me'idim ho'edim. So from the pasuk, the Ravid understands from the pasuk and from the Gemara is mashma, that Kinyan Halipin requires Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovar. Ma pitom, why should Kinyan Halipin need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovar? So that's how Rav Soloveitchik used to explain based on the Rambam, that the Rambam puts these two together. The Rambam puts together Shtar with Kinyan Halipin, that they both require Das HaMischayiv. It's not sufficient Das Makne. Das Makne, both Gnana Halbitzor. Das Makne doesn't have to be expressed in public in the presence of two Kashreidim, but Das HaMischayiv requires a higher level of Das. So both by Chalipin, Kinyan Suder, Chalipin, and by Kinyan Shtar, we require a higher level of Das that we call, just to distinguish it from a plain Das Makne, we call it with a different term, Das HaMischayiv. So that's what Tesis is also driving at over here. Tesis says it not going to get to Chalipin, Tesis says it over here going to get to Kinyan Shtar. The Kinyan Shtar, that is Shtar Kinyan, the Rav Lazar, even a Shtari Mammon, theoretically in principle, should require Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovar when you give it over. They just want to connect Shasvara. If I give you the Shtar in person, if I give you the Shtar in person that says that I gave you the Karka of the Matana, then since the giving over of the Shtar is covered with a Raya, the Raya is Haidoaz Baldin, if I want to tell the truth, if I want to tell a lie, so I won't tell. But it is covered with a Raya. If I'll tell the truth, I'll say that I gave you the Shtar b'matana. So since Haidoaz Badin is a good Raya, so it is covered, so you have Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovar. But let's say I won't give you the Shtar in person. I'll give the Shtar matana to a Shliach to give it to you. And you are not the Das HaMischayiv. I'm admitting that I gave it to you b'matana, and I wasn't there when the Shtar was given over. The Shliach gave it over. Then Taisus will say for sure that you'll need Eidim Misira. If you won't have Eidim Misira, the Shtar will not be kaina. Taisus in the Mihu Yesh L'Chaleg, they're not backing down to say the same as Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi and the Rambam say that by Shtar, by Matana, by Momen, you don't need any Eidim Misira. The whole concept only applies in Gittin Kedushin. It doesn't apply at all to Shtari Momen, but Taisus from the beginning to the end holds not so. You need Eidim Misira Karasi even by Shtari Momen. But they may say Mihu Yesh L'Chalek if the Noisen HaMatana gives it directly and he's watching when he gives it over. Or I'm watching when Mashneh gives it over. So it is covered with a Raya. My Haidoaz Baldin, if I'll admit, if I'll tell the truth tomorrow. So since it is covered with a Raya, my Haidoaz Baldin can serve the purpose of the Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovar. By Gittin Kedushin, there is no Haidoaz Baldin. It says Chav Lachmini, there is no concept of Haidoaz Baldin.
What the Yom HaShah says Chaspi Alma. Trying
to throw something in there. What does it say?
He says the
star is only chasper be'alma. No, he refers it to a different
text.
No, it's a different line.
It's a
different line of text. He tells you to look at the text later. Dibra hamascho. No. There's a text later, Dafyu, that begins with the word chasper be'alma.
Maybe because the star itself is not anything tangible. It's just
no. He's referring to a different thesis later. No, Chasbiyam, this thesis.
What does Chavlachini make it?
Chavlachini means that there's no concept of Baldin in Issa Vehebda. The concept, the term Baldin only applies to Dinim Mamunis. So they explain, because the Gemara in the first parak in Bava Metzia has like this. Let's say, I owe you $1 million. Business deals, you come to collect, and I have $1 million worth of assets. So you want to collect? So you're ready to take away? I say, no. The Gemara belongs to the Yeshiva. The furniture belongs to the Shviga. The clothes belong to my father. And this belongs to the Shamas. And that belongs to the Gav. I'm a Haidoaz Baldin. Nothing is mine. I'm penniless, so you can't collect a penny. So the Gemara says, I find a mice. Haidoaz Baldin, Chav Lachmini. Everything is in my apartment. It looks like it's all mine. And I'm going to be a tzaddik of Havyanim Cheshmen. I'm going to make a Haidoaz Baldin, Chav Lachmini. So the Gemara says, Chashina Lekinunya. The Gemara says, Menatero, when I make a Haidoaz Baldin, that it's not mine, I am Bagloy. I'm believed that it's not mine, and you don't collect a penny. But the Gemara says, Midirabbanu, Chashina Lekinunya. We don't trust the guy. Maybe he's just trying to get out of paying the bill, and then I'm going to split with the Shviga and my father and the Gabbai, and we're going to split 50-50 or whatever. They're going to give me back 75% of what they're going to get a commission for going along with this charade. So the Gemara says, Midirabbanu, if it's Chav Lachmini, it doesn't help Midirabbanu. Here, the Gemara says, Chav Lachmini is no good Minatayra. Here the Gemara says, if the chassan gives the ring to the kala, you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovar, and if there's no Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovar, I, he himself, is watching, the chassan himself is watching. The Gemara says, Chav Lachmini is no good. So the Gemara sounds like Chavachin is no good min HaTorah. So what kind? The Gemara says in Bav Metzia, Chavachin is only no good min the Rabbanah. So that's what Rab Chaim said Pshat. Rab Shimon Shkop has it in the Sefer like that. That's how everybody says Pshat in this Gemara. When the Gemara here says, the Gemara Kiddushin Samachem Beis, that Taisis is quoting over here. The Gemara says that by Gitmi Kiddushin Chav Lachrini, there's no Hedoraz Baldin. Not the same as the Gemara in the first parak in Bav Metzia. In the first parak in Bav Metzia, when the loiv is moided, that everything belongs to everybody else, min HaTorah he's believed that's only mid the Rabbanon chashina lekenunya. And sometimes he's not chashish lekenunya. The Gemara says, Eidon amoysa kenunya la hegdish. Sometimes he's not chashid him, that he's telling a lie. But by the Gitmi Kiddushin, that doesn't really mean chav lachrini chayish lekenunya. By Gitmi Kiddushin means he's not a Baldin. The concept of Baldin only applies in Dinim Amenis. When it comes to Issa the Heter, you can call him a Baldova, but he's not a Baldin at all. So that's why the whole concept of Hedoraz Baldin is out of the question.
It's also study Beinich, I think, the Makom or that.
Yeah.
The word the Makom, does it mean in conjunction with, or does it mean in lieu of? I thought it means in lieu of. And the way you're explaining it is.
The lotion Eidei Chasim is a shver lotion. What do they mean Eidei Chasim? They mean the Baldin is watching.
If I have a star that I allowed people to sign it, it means that I invited to it. Why? How did the star come? I know that it
means that I was
self-authenticating document. I have Eidim on it. That indicates that I invited to it.
That is the Hedoraz Baldin. Right, it is the Hedoraz Baldin. Yeah, it's the equivalent of a Hedoraz Baldin. The lotion is not so good. The lotion is megumkum. That's what it means. There is Hedoraz Baldin.
It wouldn't make a difference if it's put the shaliyah on that.
Well, let's say the Noeide Chasima signed it all.
No, there isn't. But you gave an example before.
Let's say the Noeide Chasima.
No, I'm not saying, but let's say if there is Eide Chasima.
Okay.
It doesn't make a difference.
Okay. So the fact that the Eide Chasima is an indication that he made it. He was Maskim. Okay. Never mind that.
What does the Rambam do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which indicates that you need Eidim series in the
story moment?
Yeah. Just
that Gemara by Hahuma Tanto.
Right.
The Gemara has a lashon zil aknei be Eidim misira kirabloza. Story line that lav dafke. It just means that it doesn't matter. The fact that you have Eidim chasim or the apostles lamalo lamorit. Love Davke, I don't know. The Gemara, that is the direct quotation from the Gemara. That's the Lashon. That's just that Tesis is paraphrasing. That is the Lashon HaGemara. But the Rambam understood that it was Love Davke. I don't know. There's a problem. There's a big chunk. We left out a big chunk of the Tesis we're going to have to do next week. I want to do next week. The Rif on Daf Pei Vav has a very important comment here. And Tesis absolutely cannot agree with the Rif. This middle of this Tesis, this is a major machlokes in the Rishonim. Maybe I'll just close with a comment on today's Sedra. The Beis HaLevi has in the end of the second chelik of his Shadus HaTshuvas, he has a few long marachas and drush. So at the end of the drush yud, he has a very interesting comment on today's Sedra. The Pasuk says, right after the Chet HaEgel, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Bnei Yisrael that they should remove Ve'ato Hared Ed Yicho Me'alecha. He commands Bnei Yisrael they should remove Edyom, and then it says that they listen. Vayisnasl Bnei Yisrael Edyom Mehar Chorev. They removed the Adi that they were given at Har Sinai. What is this Adi? So the Gemara says Poshup Shat. He quotes the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pecheta. B'shar She'om Yisrael Nasam and Ishma, the Malachim came down from heaven and he put two crowns on everybody's head. That's the Lashon Gemara. Shnei Ksorim on everyone's head. And they were punished now at the time of the Chet Egel that the two crowns were, they had to remove all the crowns. They don't deserve, they don't deserve to have the keser that's given because of the third. That's the Poshup Shat. We don't exactly understand what the crowns are all about, but that's what we daven about on Shabbos. Klil Teferes Barosh and Asato Labam Nilfacham Hasina Moshe Rabbeinu's crowns were not removed. But Israel had to remove their crowns. Moshe Rabbeinu still had the crowns that were given to him at Har Sinai. That's what we speak about in Yismach Moshe Matan Scheld. Yeah, I don't know. The Vim were not involved in the Chet Egel, so why did they have to remove their crown? I don't know. So there's a Targum Unkelis on this week's Sedra, who translates the word. Targum Unkelis always gives a translation. On the Pasuk, Hori Redi Chomi Alecha, and they removed Edyom, So the Targum Unkelah says they should remove Tikkun Zeinach Minach, and then it says that they remove the Tikkun Zeinehon. What does it mean, Tikkun Zeinehon? So I don't know Aramaic, so I didn't think, I thought that it doesn't have anything to do with Klei Zayin. Klei Zayin means a weapon. So the Beis Halevi claims that that's what it means, and he quotes a Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Noyach, where it says the Ferish like that, that the Zohar says, like the Targum Unkelah, the way he understands the Targum Unkelah, that the Pasuk is referring to Klei Zayin. What's that Klei Zayin? What kind of guns, what kind of swords, what kind of bullets is it talking? What kind of weapons do they have? So he gives them Arachet, this is the way he usually gives. He collects one Medrash, another Medrash, another Medrash, and he gives a Hopsham. There is a Medrash that says, when B'nai Yisrael said Nasa B'nishma, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches says that the Malachi Ashers came and they gave every Jew 2 crowns. There's another Medrash that doesn't say they were given 2 crowns. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the angels and they gave each person a crown and a Klei Zayin. What's it does? A crown and a Klei Zayin. Sholach L'chol Echod, where is this Medrash? A Medrash Tanchuma Parshas Tetzava. And the Pasuk V'zeh Adov Shetase, the Medrash is Kusham Nisol HaSin of Yom Rukol HaShadib HaShem Naseh V'nishma Miyad Chibivon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He cherished them, he loved them, and he sent Malachim, each one got Atore Berosho, the Hoya Echad Chogelo Klei Zayin. The Medrash says that they were given a Klei Zayin. What kind of weapon? What is it all about? So he interprets the Medrash as follows with another Medrash. There's a Medrash that has a comment. When the Rabbanu Shel Olam gave the Torah Har Sinai, Bnei Yisrael said, Kol Shadib Hashem Nas V'Nishma. So the Medrash says that was marvelous. The Rabbanu Shel Olam said that's marvelous. Gives him the Ashikar. And then when they said Ela Lehecha Yisrael, so he said, what kind of business is that? That's the end of the Medrash. So he says, what did the Medrash pick on these 2 psukim? What has one got to do with the other? They said Nas V'Nishma. Then they said Ela Lehecha Yisrael. He said, this is marvelous and this is terrible. There's a connection between the two. So he thinks that the Pshat is the following based on another Medrash. He quotes him as 6-7 Medrashim. And one Medrash leads into the other. So he says, there's another Medrash that says that when they said Nasa v'nishma, hoyu memashkinim atzmom ze al ze. Each one was obligated himself to see to it that the other one would observe the mitzvah. Kol Yisrael areidim ze b'zeh. How do you see that? Why? Because he says, why did each one say Nasa v'nishma? Each one should say Ese v'eshma. I will listen and I will do. So Nashama means not only will I see to it that I will, not only do I obligate myself to keep the Peramitzvahs, I will also see to it that my fellow Jews will also keep Peramitzvahs. So that's the principle of Kol Yisrael Areidim Ze B'Zeh. So how can I force someone else to do the mitzvahs? What if he doesn't want? So you have to give him a Klei Zayin. Like it says, Eila Mishpatim Shetasim Lefneim, Eila Klei Adayonim. So he says that's the way the Medrash understood. B'shor Shom Yisrael Nase V'Nishma V'Loshen Rabim. They didn't say Ese V'Eshma. They said Nase V'Nishma. So the Malachim came and they gave him 2 things. They gave him a crown, Keser HaTerah, you're accepting Kabbalah's Terah Mitzvah, and they gave him a Klei Zayin, the weapon to force the other. You're accepting upon yourself. Kol Yisrael Areidim Ze B'Zeh M'Mashkin Himzal Zeh. So they gave him a Klei Zayin. But then, the Rabbanu Shlom heard them say, Nasa V'Nishma, that they're accepting obligation for each other. So he said, that's marvelous. But then when it came to Chet Egel, who worshipped the Egel? So the Medrash says, the Erev Rav worshipped the Egel. The Bnei Yisrael were just standing on the side, they weren't worshipping the Egel. But they didn't do anything about it. They should have stopped them. What happened to the Nasa V'Nishma? Well, how do you just stand by and let the other people? So the Rabbanu Shlom said, give me back the Klei Zayin. If you're not using it, you're not using the Klei Zayin. You're not enforcing to see that the other people should. You are mekabel on yourself lemashkein. You have accepted upon yourself the obligation to see not only that you will do the mitzvah, the others will do. And you're standing by. So that's why the Medrash puts these 2 psukim together. They said Nase v'nishma b'loshen rabim instead of Ese, and then they say Eila elahecha Yisrael. Who's talking? The Erev Rav is talking to them. Eila elahecha. Otherwise, you say Eila lehenu Yisrael. Eila lehenu. What's that? Eila elahecha Yisrael. So that's the whole marker of the Medrash Rabbah, of the Zohar. The Zohar says that all the Rishonim throughout all the generations are from the Erev Rav. All the Rishonim throughout all the generations, the Zohar understands that a Zera Kodesh, the real descendants of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yankov, they were never seen. So So it must be that the Rishoyim and all the generations are all descendants from the Yerba. Whatever, that's a different, that's an extension of the Zohar. But this pasuk does state in Medrash for sure like that, that the Erev Rab was saying Eila Lehecha Yisroel, and they were just standing by, they weren't doing anything about it. So that's why the Targum Onkelos and the Zohar said that the Rabbanu Shalom said, "Now give me back the Klezai. You're not using it anyway."